Summer of 1969 on that August weekend of the 15th through the 18th on Max Yasgur's dairy farm in the rural community of Bethel, New York in the Sullivan County Catskills. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair, the festival of peace and love, Woodstock embodies so many things to so many different kinds of people. It has come to represent a culmination of cultural transformation. On the site today is the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts and the museum. It was there that I spoke to people about what the legacy is for us today.
Herb Appel, that weekend I knew what was going on, and 17B was completely, blocked in. The road, you couldn't go. And people were walking by and everything. And what we did, we gave water, we gave food, we let them use the bathrooms. And because they were coming down the road, they were lost and everything. And we were then sending them on their way. It was a weekend that will never be duplicated. From what I hear, what I see, and what my brother-in-law has told me, it was just something that you got to behold and remember.
Seeing how people are processing this history for next generations and how we're going to be remembering it, as opposed to the contact that we have with our parents and how they recount it to us, and kind of starting to see its place in history for us and for other people.
Thank you, Liz DeSiena. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Quinn Ferris. John Graziano.
I was at the festival, 69. I was only 15 at the time, but...
15?
I had to come, one of those things.
Well, today, and would you say there are any connections?
Yes, I think so, because what I got from that was holistic living. By that I mean trying to weed out the chemicals in your diet. I've been eating healthier food all my life since that time. More of an awareness of the environment. I have not littered since I was about 15. I think that, and also that you really can't take your government for granted. They need to be held accountable and watched over, and it's really a government of the people, by the people.
Bye, John. If 40 years ago at Woodstock that first shot was fired, as Richie Havens said, he was the first performer on stage that summer of 69, as he sang Freedom. What are the freedoms that we seek now? People come to the site connecting to the place, making a pilgrimage of sorts. Is it the ideals, the causes?
Deb Van Battenberg from Worcester.
I worked in politics when I was in college. I've stayed with it. I've been an activist. I've been a community organizer. I've led volunteering. I worked for the Job Corps. I taught kids community service. I ran community service for junior high kids in Worcester. I've stayed true to those values my whole life.
Derek Conway.
It makes you really, you think about the emotions of things and when you do stuff and how it's going to affect other people. Sometimes today we don't really think about that. We're so caught up in, the high price of gas or getting our families or this or that or our job. We don't really think of the effect we're having on other people. It kind of makes you reflect and think about everything we do really has an effect. These people never thought they were going to change history. They were just coming to hear some good music and have a good time. And even with the rain and all that, it just couldn't kill the spirit. And it's still here.
For you, Lindsay, you're 18.
I have to say I'm kind of jealous of it all, I don't really have that with my generation. I don't really feel one, with them and that something like that could happen again. But I admire it all,
I'm 80 years old. I like freedom of expression. It will be an eye-opener to many people who were down on a radical change in lifestyle at that time. And for the young people having so much freedom of getting out there and expressing themselves, this music, of course, I have to like Jimmy because that's my son's favorite, but Janis Joplin, one of my favorites.
Thank you so much, Irene. I'm hopeful that the magic that people refer to of that time and place, that event, will connect us to each other now so we can be engaged and take action to continue making this world a better place. From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artel. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net.